can't do that. You tell me no. It's a matter of fact. You tell me no. Again and again, but no. It's where I begin. You tell me no.
All right, that's sound of a local band, Poison Love, Dan Brinkerhoff, Joanne Brinkerhoff. They were performing live in our studio a few years ago, and here they are joining us live on the phone. How you folks doing?
Hi, Jason. We're doing great. We're just sitting here in a beautiful summer evening.
Hi, Jason.
Hi there. It's good.
Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, and that was actually Spring Gathering 2018 is when that recording was from, just to let people know. So
yes, that was like already an oldie but goodie song.
It's catchy. That's why it's easily accessible. It's one of the ones I repackaged for later replay. I'm like, oh, I'll play that no song.
Yeah, my wife wrote that about me, and it's true that I don't like it when people tell me no. Like most of us, right, Jason?
Right. So you got his number then, Joanne, huh?
I write a lot of songs about Dan.
Yeah, she wrote one that's called There Must Be Something Better About Me.
and the funny thing was, I was just going to say, you must not be that bad because you will actually sing them.
Yeah, called it. I love singing her songs.
That's great.
She's got becoming well known for her being called a prolific songwriter now by many very talented people. So we're pleased about it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we got you on because we want to talk about what you've been doing during the pandemic and how you've been dealing with that as local folks and local musicians. You're going to be back performing live music tomorrow night. And we'll get to all the details, but how have you been doing? What's the impact of the pandemic on your band?
Well, you know, it was devastating. And then we got an idea. And now we're all up and running again. And I wanted to share that idea, I may.
Yeah, before Dan shares that idea, I just want to say that it was kind of... It was kind of devastating not to be together as a band anymore, but because Dan and I are married and live together, we had the advantage, I guess, of being able to continue to play our music every night, and this long pause gave us time to create a lot of new music that came out of all of the angst of everything that's been going on for the last 3 months.
Can you speak briefly about a lot of new material. Great. Can you just speak briefly about the nature of what that, like, what sort of things are you coming up with if you're writing new stuff during the pandemic?
Yeah, a lot of it is about the experience of being apart from people, missing people, another thing that's happened is we've reconnected with a lot of old friends, some of whom, you know, I hadn't seen nor spoken to in 40, 50 years. You know, being home, you start thinking about the past and about people, and you look them up, and you have time all of a sudden to give them a call or, you know, talk to them online. And
then she writes a song about that.
So anyway, yeah, songs have come out of that. Then, of course, more recently, with all the civil unrest and things going on with demonstrations, some material has come out of that. So even though we've had this long pause, there still has been a lot going on internally as well as externally.
So, Jason, the innovation, which it's not an invention, it's not really even a new idea, it's an old idea, mm-hmm. But I just wanted to share it with the community because it seems to me a real opportunity to use this very difficult time for all of us to an advantage a little bit. So can I tell you what this is?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay, so we were able to buy an FM radio transmitter. And when that's plugged into the sound system, it goes into people's cars, into their high-quality sound system in their car, which means that 60 cars can pull up and watch a band. They don't even have to get out of their car if they don't want to. It means that farmers and people that don't generally go to bars, older people, they stay in the security of their car. They don't even have to take a shower, you know. And the food can come to the car. And it enhances the capacity of a restaurant if a restaurant was to work with a farmer. And hopefully, you know, we can use this troubled time, as they say, to loosen things up so people aren't so utterly concerned about what if somebody falls? No, you can't do it. You know, that we open up. And then, like, a restaurant that's on Main Street has no space for cars or outdoor, they can work with a farmer. They can get 100 cars to come, have fantastic mini Woodstock nights without the nudity and the drugs, but a lot of super fun opportunities under the starlight. And that's all it is.
Okay,
that sums it up.
If people don't have to shower, they could probably be nude or partially nude in their cars.
Well, yeah, when you don't have to shower, you know, a lot more people will come, right?
So your idea is to do the show at a farm because there's space there, and also because it gives, you know, gives some support to the farmers.
Well, that, but also, like, parking lots. I mean, there's all kinds of parking lots right in town that are 100 feet away from a restaurant. I can think of numerous ones in Calicoon. And then the restaurants that are struggling, instead of 10 patrons that night, can have 100. Not only that, but it's an adventure. You know, it's an opportunity to see what this new way is like.
So have you done this? Have you tried this out with an actual audience yet, or is tomorrow night the first night?
Tomorrow night is the first night, but our radio transmitter is working beautifully. We have three engineers, Thomas, Nick, and Faith, who are fantastic technical people, and it's all working perfectly. We have three bonfires. Great. In front of the stage. We're in the middle of a huge, beautiful hay field that's been mowed. And there's trails, and then there's parking. He's serving pizza. It's the old school farm. His name is Al, and he's a fantastic entrepreneur, an idea person. And, you know, I can just see so many opportunities if people want to.
We're going to have to get going real quick here. This is opening night of Wood-Fired Pizza and live music with Poison Love Band. And where can people go to find more information?
Well, you talk now.
Yeah. Hi. Jason, sorry.
Yeah.
Oldschoolfarm.com.
Oldschoolfarm.
The only issue is that the cutoff was yesterday. They can only accommodate so many people because of their capacity with their pizza ovens and so on. So reservations are no longer being accepted for tomorrow night, but they are planning to do these events going forward on Friday nights. So mm-hmm. There's more events announced on their website. Also on our Facebook page, Poison Love Band, or our website, poisonloveband.com, is the posted events for tomorrow night, as well as we'll be posting all of our future events there. Hopefully we'll have a lot more of them as the summer progresses.
Yeah, we also, I didn't want to forget to mention this, that I have built a 10-foot stage on top of my little pickup truck so that we can just drive into a parking lot, and in 1 hour we're set up and ready to play with the radio transmitter.
Yeah, you're always, from what I know anyway, Dan, you've always been looking at, you know, inventive ways of doing things. Like, you were already working on, like, a mobile movie projection system that you had created and other creations. So this seems to fit in with some other areas of interest for you.
Well, yeah, I feel like many of us is that people need to get together. We need to actually like each other, you know? And that's what all of my work is about, is trying to figure out how to make that work. And it can be such an adventure sometimes.
We also think it's really important right now. People have been cooped up for so long. They want to get out, but they want to do it safely. And we need to bring live music back to everyone. and share that. It's really important.
Right, right. I will say, Dan, you actually called here at the station weeks and weeks ago, asking about, you know, how do people do FM transmission on a small scale? And I didn't actually know. The only reason I'm bringing this up on air now, though, is to tell you that, like, literally less than an hour later, I think within minutes, another local musician asked me almost the same thing that same day.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, because everybody was just trying to find a way of, like, hey, how do we make this happen? Everybody's been on their toes, whether it's schools or restaurants or artists or musicians or farmers. Everybody's been having to innovate in the midst of all these changes.
Yeah. We flip the adversity, right? And there's an opportunity here, I think. And I know the problem with FM transmitters, I ordered two of them because you can't get them. And I was luckily I got one, but they're back ordered, like, because they're all with all the churches now are doing it. Right. And there's all kinds of things like that going on, which is actually pretty comical, but.
Wow. So is there anything else that you want folks to know before we go?
No, I don't really think so. I just wanted to share that and get people's ideas cooking. There are many, many great bands in this area, and they're all dying to play, and there are ways it can be done, and I just wanted to share that.
And I think bringing live music back will also help bring back a lot of the restaurants who, you know, are stumbling around right now trying to figure out, well, now we go from takeout to outdoor dining, but we don't really, you know, have a lot of space, and how do we do it? And when we do indoor dining, you know, we have to do half the capacity. Well, you know, this way we could actually even broadcast into the restaurant through the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. There you go.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a hologram that projects the band outside of the restaurant right now, so that people walking on the sidewalk will walk right through the band as if it's a ghost. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Oh,
yeah,
my
so
goodness.
That's the next thing. It's all really easy, you know. I'm not a technical person at all, but I like the ideas, and I know it can be done. I mean, it's going to happen.
Mm. Well, okay, so this is great. It's great innovating, and it's great creating, because I mean, in the end, that's what the music's about. It's about creating and connecting.
Yeah.
And connecting with people, and you got to keep connecting however you can. So thank you so
much.
Yeah,
we all need to connect right now.
Absolutely. So again, Poison Love, they're online at poisonloveband.com, and
yeah.
You also have music up on SoundCloud, so look for Poison Love Band on SoundCloud if you're looking there. Dan Brinkerhoff, Joanne Brinkerhoff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There you go. Isn't that great? People finding a way through whatever they're trying to do, being inventive. From that Catskills confidence, this is Radio Catskill, your community radio station. Here in the Catskills, the foothills of the Catskills, northeast Pennsylvania, wherever you're getting our signal, we're glad that you got us on now. This is the end of the news from NPR. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got Mixtape with Jen G coming up.
On a Friday, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Everyone seems to be teleconferencing on Zoom these days. The number of people using it has soared from a few million to a few hundred million during the pandemic. Now the company is being criticized for how it...